Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. This week we're exploring unleashing excellence in different ways, and this is in sort of conjunction with a masterclass series I'm leading over at supercoachacademy.com. Live attendance is fully booked. We had over 1,000 people register for the series, but you can learn more about the Academy, and you'll be able to get access to recordings from the masterclass series at supercoachacademy.com. So today I wanted to look at what I call effortless effort and where results come from and what excellence has to do with results. And the particular model that I want to use as a jumping off point comes from Angela Duckworth. She's a positive psychology researcher, and she wrote a book called Grit. And in the book, she talks about the relationship between effort and results. Now, as somebody, me, who teaches about effortless success, I want to make a distinction between effort as she's describing it, which is putting in the hours, which is actually doing stuff, and effort as I talk about the opposite in effortless, which is trying too hard, pushing, angsting, tightening up, working your way through it. I just got to get this, like that efforting versus effortless. Effortless is not suggesting that doing stuff isn't helpful in creating what you want in the world. And specifically in Angela Duckworth's model, she talks about how effort counts twice. So her formula that she lays out is talent times effort equals skill. Skill times effort equals results. In other words, it takes a certain amount of engagement with your own talent to develop it. It takes a certain amount of work to get the most out of what you've got. And then as your level of skill increases, then the same effort in outputting from that skill is multiplied. It's magnified. It's exponential. So in a way, you get rewarded twice for your effort because it both ups your level of skill and creates your results in the world. And at a certain arbitrary point, we might describe our output, where we've gotten with our talent, as excellence. It is a high level of skill. Now, tomorrow I'm going to be talking about something that's almost beyond excellence. I'm going to be talking about genius in a very particular way. But for today, I want to kind of stick with this notion of the relationship between talent and effort and skill and results. And there's a quote that I've always actually loved from Calvin Coolidge, who was one of the American presidents in the 1920s. And he said, "Nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent." Now, this is Calvin Coolidge sharing this same formula for results, which is talent times effort equals skill. Skill times effort equals results. Persistence and determination, effort. Now, what is effortless effort? Because that's really where these two things come together. Well, effortless effort is effort without striving. It's putting in the hours without putting yourself under the gun. It's moving forward without striving to move forward. It's doing without trying. And the persistence and determination in this instance aren't about a sort of a desperate, I'm going to make this happen act of will. That's the sound of persistence and determination the traditional way. It's actually just tapping into your natural inclinations. It's tapping into your own honest commitment, your own honest intention. And what I mean by honest is not what you tell yourself you should be committed to, you should be persistent with, but that in your life which you already are persistent with. There are things in your life right now that you do for no good reason. You do because it seems like a good idea. You do because it pleases you to do it. You do just because. That's the true source of effortless effort. That's the true source of the kind of persistence and determination that move mountains. Not personal will, but personal freedom. Not tightening yourself up to get the most out of yourself, but opening yourself up for something that's already there to come through. And that carries on with our theme of unleashing excellence. So, again, please do share your thoughts over on the Inside Out community on Facebook, and I'll pick up with this theme in the next podcast. Have fun, learn heaps. I'll talk to you then.